Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Jennifer Schroeder, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we are working to memorize God's words from Isaiah 55. Say these words with me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 12. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Today, I will be reading from Genesis 25, verses 19 through 34, in the Read and Share Bible. For many years, Rebekah couldn't have babies, so Isaac prayed to God about the problem. God heard Isaac, and he sent two babies, twins. When the twins were born, one was all red and fuzzy. Isaac and Rebekah named him Esau. The other twin had smooth skin. They named him Jacob. Someday, when they were grown up, these boys would be the leaders of two great families. The boys grew up, and one day Esau came in from hunting. Jacob was cooking. "I'm hungry. Give me some of that soup," said Esau. Jacob was a sneaky guy. He said, "Give me your rights as the firstborn son, and I will." Esau agreed. "Okay, if I starve, my rights won't help me." Jacob gave Esau a big bowl of soup, and he ate it. Esau didn't even know he had been tricked. Later on, Esau found out what that bowl of soup cost him. Isaac, their father, gave everything he had to Jacob when it should have been Esau's. Esau had been foolish. The word of the Lord. I wonder how Isaac felt when God answered his prayer. What are you wondering about in this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.